That's about it. It's a little bit warmer than it was last night.
11 or 12 degrees warmer this morning than yesterday, for sure.
All day tomorrow.
Start late tonight. You'll probably get wet in the morning.
All I do is lump up.
Yeah, I hear you on that one.
Get a band on HF in the afternoon. It ain't been worth a hoot.
And that, although there was two pileups last night. One was Trinidad and one was France, but I couldn't get through to either one.
Hold your mouth right.
Yeah, I must not have been. I tried probably each one 30 minutes, but I just couldn't get through.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, Lynn.
How about yourself?
Yeah, I got that stupid piss out of there. Darn breathing track. Let's find out. Man, I'm telling you, I don't want to tighten that rod with, but man, I'll tell you what. As soon as he didn't use my torque wrench, he torqued that one. Let me tell you. I mean, I used it. Breaker bar, and all I could do to get the darn 2 volts loose to get the cap off. The Chevy rods, it came off easier than that thing did.
Torque, just not to the right value.
More size off the piston. I tried to get a caliper. You know how it is trying to get calipers in a cylinder. You can't really get a good square reading. So I said, well, I'm taking a piston, I'm measuring a piston. It's easier to get a measurement and just subtract the bore size from the piston. You're pretty close.
Telescope engages.
The other way to do is dial bore gauge, but the telescope engages, you got to watch out too, because when you measure them, if you push a little too fast, they move. You got to be careful. They're not as accurate as they need. They'll work. But I got the right size. I'm pretty sure. I got to measure it right. I did it right. I like a bore gauge myself. I mean, but yeah, you can use snap gauge. I've used them. They're not the best, but they'll work. They're for a rough measurement, they're okay. I used to work in tens of thousands, not thousands. I don't know what's outside of my signal, but I know it's not good this morning.
Over here in Taylor's.
Shot about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, getting this cap off and getting it. There was all kind of carbon and oil on the top of the piston. I went with the wire brush. Wire brushed the carbon off the top, got the rings off, and... I'm telling you, man, it is cold out there, man. I went outside, I was just a little sweat. I said, boy, it's cold out there.
You got an email with some of those, some more of those DX sites on there.
I'll look at it when I get home. I hadn't had a chance to look at my phone at all tonight.
Just remembered I forgot that paperwork. He sent some paperwork home. It had like some notes and formulas on it, and I need to copy that for you guys and send it because it'll probably help out.
Yeah, I gotta find any information too. I have a good test. I gotta pass it this time.
Yeah, looking for it. I guarantee you, when it comes up mathematics, I'll be sitting there scratching my head, going, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna try to remember the answer.
Complicated. You can narrow it down. It's not
that
hard to do it.
It's on rules and regulations. And then next week is the math.
The regulations, you got to make sure you get exactly this, but they'll bust your chops more about that. Band plan, all that stuff, pay absolute attention to that. Uplinks, downlinks, satellites, all that stuff, they're going to ask you, all that good stuff.
Borrowed my technician's manual, so hopefully maybe he might get interested.
It's a good way to get them started. You know, tech test is pretty easy. But, you know, the thing is, the main thing is, the more people that learn this stuff and learn basic skills, the better off we are. I never did because of the darn Morris Code. I still want to play with that one of these days. And see if I can get it. From the paper route I just wanted.
Another 15 minutes, I should be done, Al.
Pretty good.
Would move pretty good this morning.
one or two cat went to go outside. I let him out. He didn't stay out very long. Well, I went outside to go downstairs. I said, well, I'll just leave a little flare on. I went downstairs, the wind is blowing over there. I was like, woo, it's cold out here.
Check into the 3915 net last night, though.
And see if those guys are, which one of those guys are near you?
Sometimes. I haven't never talked to them, though.
So, one of those guys was way down at the tip of Florida. And the other net I used to get on is the Freewheelers net, which is, I think that's 3916 at night, late at night. And if you want, they do check-ins from all 50 states. So, if you want to check a transfer out, that's a good net to check into.
Late at night, then that's probably past my bedtime, right?
I used to jump in around 11 or 12 o'clock and finish up by 1 usually.
I better sleep 4 hours by 1.
I started, though. Like I said, I can't wait to my test. I get back on here. I want to spend a little time on the transmitter and have some fun with it. I got so many things to do. I can't seem to get things done around here.
DOT Mobile.
Good morning.
Buddy, how's everybody doing?
Thank you.
Not as cold as it was yesterday.
Not that. Supposed to, I guess, what, be a halfway decent day today, I guess, but maybe cloudy or something, but I'll take, the car shows 34 right now, I'll take that over 19 any day.
That was real cold. I think we're going to get rain the next day or two.
I got two more, and then I can say this one's in the book.
I'll see if you'll be able to get on a few more.
I wish I was calling my day in the books, but we are just opening up to chapter one right now.
I tell you, I've been riding so long, I done got saddle sore. Getting 4 and 8 feet Friday. Get on HF and catch a few stations across the peak pond before the gray line changes.
That, I hope you're successful.
AM in the morning, 385 sometimes, where my antenna works sometimes, and some mornings you could talk to almost 8 o'clock in the morning, but sometimes some days you just couldn't do it, but great on that point, you never know what you're going to run into.
What you need to do is go find us a real high place when it gets nice and warm this summer, and just camp out up there and just see who and all we could reach all night long. Just see what we could do.
Funny story. You want to hear a pretty funny story? In 4 or 5 years, I don't remember having heard of it in a while. But one night, I was out 3885 at AM one night, and I was running, full power. My antenna was crummy, but he was in a good location, and I jumped in there, and I said, hey, we started talking. Where is it? I go, I'm in Virginia in a coal mine town. I said, up where half two of the quarries had a field up in the woods. I said, you're running a thing? I said, God. I said, how much power do you want? He says, I got permission to come up here. So I said, what's your pool? I said, my squad, he was like 50 over 9. I was like, what in the world? It's nighttime. I said, where you want? His pool, Cummins KW1 1,000-watt AM shortwave broadcast transmitter. What it was. He had a generator, he had a shipping container out for AC. He drove up there, 150, almost rolled the truck, getting up through the mud. I was like, you have got, that's your pool? I said, you guys are crazy. You go up there? Drinking moonshine and shooting guns up there. Playing around, this is what to do. And on the air, too, I was like, oh, God. It's up there, cold as this. I don't know about that. It was pretty funny.
Got your email. Did you get it?
that. I have not opened it, but I did see it come through, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I got the address right and everything. KN4TFW.
BOT. Yep, roger that. It came through. I'll check it out and see what all kind of goodies we got in there.
Some websites in there for DX and that, telling you when different people are on and different countries are on and that, and telling you about propagation and that. I haven't opened them all up yet, but we kind of talked about them in class.
I understand. Propagation is a little difficult to understand, but once you understand it, you really look into it. It's not very complicated once you get the feel of it. I'll tell you, I've had conversations on 40 meters sometimes, and you'll be talking to someone somewhere else, and 2 minutes later, another guy from another state will come back and you go, what in the world happened there? Right. It calls to work because it sounds a little scratchy.
5 minutes out.
Pretty funny, though, isn't it, with the guy at the moonshot? I thought that was pretty funny. KW1, old column KW1 before? It's a three-section rack, okay? It's got the bombs, there's a bomb spot on the bottom, then there's the modulator section up top, and there's a in the middle, and the power funnel's up on top. Now, the plate transport, it runs 4,000, about 4,100 volts on the plate, you know, and it runs, it draws about 28 amps on 220, that's what it draws. Okay, if you could picture an F-150 Ford pickup, an F-150, what's that, it's like a, let's see, it's like a 3/4 ton? You got a generator, which had a generator plus the Collins, they had over 2,400 pounds in a three-quarter ton pickup. So he was going up through the mud. He almost flipped the truck over. I wish I could have seen it.
Do the same thing in a very small package, right?
There's one thing people don't realize. You can do a pulse width measure, but AM, when you got to realize, when you're running AM, you have to run whatever your final output is. You gotta run half of that output in audio to modulate the carrier fully. So, you can do it, but if you do it that way, you have to use, then you have to use what they call pulse width modulator MOSFET. It still gets, it is a whole different ballgame than sideband is. The advantage to it is that if you get a good strong carrier, and with two sidebands, sometimes if you got static crashes and trash, you could take the sideband receiver and notch out the carrier and get the other sideband and still copy what you got to copy. A lot of the weather airports use AM on their weather frequencies and all that stuff.
I'll jump out of here. Everybody have a good one today. 7-3s to you. I hope your day is wonderful, and we'll catch up with you soon. KK4POT.
Have a good one, Tim. Hopefully catch you in the morning, KN4 and everything.
7-3, Tim. Catch you in the morning, KN4TFW.
Have a good day. I tell you what, I can't wait. After I'm done with this, I'm going to lay off a lot because the crazy calendar that kept me up. Well, not as bad. This last night is another night, so I think I slept 3 hours last night.
Fellas, I'm going to be sending 7-3s to you. I'm pulling it up into the yard. So y'all have a good one, and hopefully catch y'all in the morning. KM4 and AP, I'll be clear on y'all's final.
7-3, Ed, make some good DX contacts. Catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Stuck at what, around light at what, 7?
Around there. He'll have about a good hour and a half anyway.
No, one time I was on 75 meters in one day. I was able to get some gray line contacts up until 9 o'clock in the morning. Sounds like you're pretty close to work as well.
2 minutes out.
Well, I'm calling you all the way.
It works pretty good.
So I can't wait to one of you guys go over and get this temporary antenna going once I get back on here, because I would love to talk to you guys on some of the nets and listen and I see, you know, get on for you and have some fun.
Get together pretty soon and that and get you fixed up.
Help you guys too, whatever you need. I'm pretty good at that kind of stuff. Like I said, I got four of them already. It's already wound and it's one of the Marlin designs that my friend had done. And I just got glued the end on it before you can try it. I think 4-1 worked fine. It's close enough. It's normal line of 6, doesn't matter.
So I'm gonna say 73 and look forward to catching you again in the morning. Hope you have an awesome day and get you some rest and don't let that cat bother you. KN4TFW.
I want to shut the door and turn the radio on and lay down in bed so he can stay out here and he can climb the walls, do whatever he wants to do. Yeah, that clear.